Unit 12. Health is Wealth. A. Exercise 3. Page 98.
Cultured meat. These days, people are becoming more and more concerned about what they eat. For one, people are more aware of the importance of having a healthy diet. As a result, many people try to cut down on processed foods and salt and sugar. But another issue on people's minds these days is the environment, particularly global warming. This means that a lot of people want to eat foods that are produced in an eco-friendly way. And this is where cultured meat comes in. Cultured meat, also known as cell-based meat, is meat that is produced from animal cells. Basically, a cell is taken from a living animal and then placed in a laboratory under special conditions until a culture appears. When this happens, the cell starts making new cells, and these new cells do the same until some meat is grown. This meat doesn't look like a chicken breast or beefsteak, though. Instead, cultured meat is more mushy. But this mushy meat can be made into burgers, sausages, chicken nuggets, and more. Scientists can choose which types of cells they want to grow, such as muscle cells or fat cells, in order to make different types of meat. Research into cultured meat started in the early 2000s, and a major breakthrough came in 2013, when the first cell-based burger, made by a group of Dutch scientists, was cooked and eaten in front of an audience in London. Since then, a lot of cultured meat companies have been set up, each trying to make the first tasty cultured meat product that they can sell to the public. It hasn't been easy, though, especially when it comes to cost. One American company says it costs them $50 to make a single chicken nugget. So it will be some time before cultured meat is affordable for customers. But even if it becomes affordable, is there any real point in giving people cultured meat instead of real meat? For one, there is the moral reason. Whereas around 70 billion animals are killed each year for meat, cultured meat wouldn't harm a single creature. The main reason these companies have started, though, is to save the environment. Right now, animal farming is the cause of 18% of greenhouse gas emissions, more than all cars, trucks, planes, and trains put together. This makes it one of the major causes of global warming. But a cultured meat industry would produce 96% fewer greenhouse gas emissions. Also, keeping animals on farms uses up a huge amount of water. For example, around 15,000 liters of water is used to produce just 1 kilogram of beef. And farming also causes a lot of water and soil pollution from pesticides and fertilizers. Taking all this into account, cultured meat could play a huge role in saving our planet. It's clear that becoming a vegan or vegetarian is better for the environment than being a meat eater. But people have been eating meat for centuries, and this is unlikely to change. But with cultured meat, we could give people a kinder and more environmentally friendly way to eat the food they enjoy. So, if scientists can make it as tasty and as affordable as real meat, maybe cultured meat will find its way onto our restaurant menus and supermarket shelves in the near future.